Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and today's episode is another classic from our archives. This one is a bit of practical, everyday science. Lots of spray canisters carry instructions to shake before use, but not compressed air canisters. And it's actually dangerous to do so. I'll let former Lauren explain why. Hi, Brainstuff. Lauren Vogelbaum here. Whether it's dry shampoo or paint, we're accustomed to shaking aerosol canisters before we spray them. So it's only natural that when we pick up a canister of compressed air to clean a keyboard, we also want to shake the can, even if its label clearly says, "Do not shake." But is this force of habit potentially harmful? In a word, yeah. Compressed air canisters are not really canned air. Rather, these canisters contain a compressed liquefied gas that propels its own vapors through a nozzle. Most of the time, the liquefied gas is one of two types. One is difluoroethane, or HFC-152A, which is found in canisters marketed for computers and electronic equipment, and incidentally is also known as Freon, that same gas that helps make refrigerators and car air conditioners cool. The other type of gas is tetrafluoroethane, or HFC-134A, which is recommended for use when flammability might be an issue, such as with hot surfaces or spark-producing equipment. However, some types of canned air may also contain butane, the same liquefied gas found in cigarette lighters. According to 3M, which manufactures and sells compressed air canisters for dust removal, shaking or tilting the can may result in propelled liquid instead of vapor. If this happens, the liquid may come into contact with skin or eyes and cause frostbite because the chemical will freeze your skin at room temperature. If this happens, medical attention may be warranted, but first, 3M recommends washing affected areas of skin with soap and water or flushing eyes with copious amounts of water. But what about all those other aerosol canisters that do recommend shaking before use? Unlike the liquefied gas in canned air that propels itself out through the nozzle, everything from dry shampoo to spray paint requires a little mixing. The product inside the can separates into layers and must be shaken to mix with the propellant before use. Otherwise, only the propellant would come out. Today's episode is based on the article, Why Compressed Air Canisters Shouldn't Be Shaken, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by L'Oreal Dove. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.